901-975 The Fanatic. What's going on, y'all? Devon Givens broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, joined by my main man, Joe Torti, to my left for this entire hour. JT, what up?
We get a little what's love on Valentine's
what's
Day.
Love?
That's
love.
A nice work by Tyler Zuli.
Love? What's
He's
love?
Done this before.
Even though I've never been a, you know, Ja Rule guy.
Are there any Ja Rule guys? Is anybody out there?
Especially not 50 Cent. He hates him.
Well, you know, we've all read and heard and seen all about that. We know. We know.
Absolutely.
How
but good call by Tyler, no doubt about it. Tyler Zuli producing the show. Devon Givens, Joe Torti with you for this hour. And Joe, you're stepping in. We still have people who are going to talk to us. We're going to get the Wiz in a second, but I got to get your thoughts of the love. It's always there for Ben. First of all, the 8 o'clock hour was brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier's gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. Club Risque, I don't even need to copy anymore. I just do it. I know it.
You've done this once or twice.
Pretty much.
This is not your first rodeo.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So the love goes to Simmons, Embiid, and certainly Brand after the moves. I go J.J. Redick.
Mm-hmm.
Another career year.
Great choice.
I didn't expect it again to happen the way it did. And he's doing it. 40% from three, 90% from the free throw line, 18.6 points. I always round off. 19
uh-huh.
points.
Sure.
I think he's doing it again. Great job. Tyler Zuli says Jimmy Butler for his overall game, even though the point total is down, he still impacts and has an effect. What'd you say?
Brad Stevens.
Showing love?
I'm showing love
showing
for Brad,
love
Stevens.
Brad Stevens. That's like the Colangelo vote. Go ahead. Why?
Because we thought that just organically everything was just going to come together. And just because Boston was the opponent when the process started, they kind of kick-started it, that all of a sudden, it's the end of the movie and you're facing the big bad guy at the end, the guy that kicked your butt in the first 5 minutes, and then he does the same exact thing. I thought that Brad Stevens, kind of showing what the shortcomings and limitations were of this team and where their weak points were.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, Elton Brand and Brett Brown addressed those exact weak points. Like, yo, we don't have a thing for Jason Tatum. We got nothing.
We got nothing.
We're just going to bring in wings all over the place.
Sure.
We're going to bring in defensive guys, offensive guys.
We never have too many of them.
Backup big men when Joel Embiid couldn't get anything done against Baines and you had nowhere else to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought every single move, and I was doing this earlier, Devon. I'm amazed that you ended up doing this show. It's like, you know, who do you credit for the Sixers season? I think the overhaul of the roster has been so huge, and I know that the big moves recently have kind of been you know, very short term and very small sample size, but it looks like that's going to work out with Tobias Harris and Bobby and everything else. But I think that overall, when you look at the loss that they had in the playoffs to the Celtics, you and I were both kind of lukewarm on the team, on like them getting to the very upper echelons of the NBA. I feel way better now, way better than I did before. And I think we got Brad Stevens to thank for that.
Yeah, because he exposed in five games where the Sixers, let's remember, people forget it was five games, but they were in all five games.
Yep.
And at some point, some way, somehow, Brad Stevens did something that hurt the 76ers. Now, it was more the 76ers in game three. When
right,
they turned
yeah.
the ball over twice, a bad inbound, and couldn't get the ball in, and they had the game here at the center.
Right.
And unfortunately, it just went the wrong way. They won game four, lost game five. But that's a good one.
It's just applying a little leverage here and there, right? Like,
that's a good
one. We were all feeling ourselves,
see?
Really. We were. And then there's just a little bit of Terry Rozier here, and there's a little bit of Jason Tatum here. And Aaron Baines is not nearly as good as Joel Embiid is,
uh-huh.
nor probably is Al Horford. And those guys were just the exact perfect answer for everything the Sixers had with that team.
And I give credit to the Golden State Warriors because you know me. It
of
makes
course.
Everybody do their job.
Yes.
Everyone is doing their job. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, I'm Devon Givens. We're here with you until 10 o'clock together. And then Joe carries you until midnight solo here on The Fanatic. So we have two open phone lines. People dropped since we were doing our break. Fill them up if you want to talk to us about this. And who else deserves love? Let's go to Wiz in the Northeast on 97.5. What's up, Wiz?
Hey, guys, great show. I mean, you almost lost me when you said Amir Johnson's name. I can only imagine the looks you were getting at the studio.
Wiz, he almost lost me. I almost turned and walked out.
Yeah, I almost hung up with it. I heard that.
Oh, man, so unfair. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. But, again, once I heard Tyler saying, you know, he's Jimmy Butler's his guy, you know, me and Tyler went to high school together. We'd have heated arguments in homeroom and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can only imagine the argument we'd be having right now if this was happening during our high school days about Jimmy Butler. My underappreciated guy is definitely JJ. I agree with you. You know, he's having, you know, a great year, you know, 40%, 19 points. I think the number that surprises me the most is his 2-point field goal percentage is 53, which is a career high for him. You know, basically one every two shots he takes him two, he's making. You know, that little pick and, you know, roll where he comes up the elbow or the, you know, free throw line extended.
Yep.
And he hits that little jump shot. It's a clutch shot sometimes. And then, you know, obviously he's got his clutch threes at the end of the game, get you back into the game,
mm-hmm.
Tie it or even possibly win it. So he's definitely, you know, my go-to underappreciated guy there.
Yeah, and it's funny because I want to ask you this also, Wiz and Joe. Why is it that J.J. Redick kind of goes under the radar like this? Is it because we don't focus on how good his shooting is and what he means to a defense keying on him and opening things up for everyone else, but we do focus on when he gives up the buckets on the other end?
Yeah,
not us, but other people.
Yeah, I mean, him being the fifth best player in your starting lineup now, and the fact that he can put up, you know, 25, 30, 40, you know, 35 points, just because his 3-point shooting and his great shooting percentages, not to mention, you know, his almost, you know, 90% free throw percentage, you know, it's underappreciated, I think, because, you know, you have the Jimmy Butlers, Tobias Harris, the Simmons, the Embiid, you know, it's the fact that he's there and he's, you know, able to put up that 35 if needed. If no one else is putting it up, you know, it's great to know that, you know, that fifth guy is there for you.
No, that's what makes this lineup so lethal. Thanks for the call.
You know, and I was thinking about what you said too, D, and I think that when you look at J.J. Redick, to some degree, he's never going to get out of, you know, the early part of his career, whether it's the Duke hate, whether it's being drafted really high, understanding that there's a great chance that this guy never turns into a megastar.
Yeah.
And yet, within that role player, fifth starter kind of mold, every single offseason, he's adding stuff to his game. He's improving on defense. He's working on his body. He's adding that counterpunch. Coming out of Duke, he literally was just a 3-point shooter.
Just a shooter.
No counterpunch whatsoever. He goes to the rim a little bit more now. He has the pull-up jumper. I think that that's something that flies under the radar, and it's something that we've been asking for the actual stars like Ben Simmons, and people are like, oh man, Ben Simmons has no accountability. You know, it's in contrast with a guy like J.J. Redick, who came into the league only doing a thing and now does a lot more things.
Yeah, it's pointing out the things that we focus on the things that they don't do well,
right,
instead of focusing on the things that they were brought here to do. J.J. Redick was brought here to score the basketball,
mm-hmm.
hit those open jumpers, hit contested jumpers. He does it. He wasn't brought here to stop Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
Job.
He cannot. He can play good team defense, and as he's gotten older, we know Father Time is undefeated. It's going to happen that way. So, yes, that is up to Brett Brown to then, okay, I got to do this now. I got to get James Ennis in there for this stretch right here, depending on what they're doing, because J.J. can't do it.
Right.
So what am I going to get offensively? Hey, Jimmy, I need you to run those plays. When Landry Shamet was here, hey, Landry, I needed you to come off of those pin downs and get to that open spot and run those dribble handoffs with Joel Embiid. That's what's going to happen. It's almost like the draft every time, whatever draft it is when we do shows, football or basketball, what do they do wrong?
Right.
We know what they do right. What are the limitations? And that's why we're not taking him.
This guy's arms are 6 centimeters too short.
Too short.
He's never going to be a player
too
in the
short.
League.
You can't play.
It's never
going to
happen.
You can't play. 610-632-0975.
What's his hand size?
There you go. Not good enough. Joey in Philly next on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Guys, what's going on?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? Listen, everybody just needs to chill with the Sixers. Us losing to arguably the best Eastern Conference team in the Boston Celtics by 3 points, that wasn't a Brett Brown loss. That was the players losing the game. Embiid 0-for-8 from the 3. Simmons 2-for-7 from the
2-of-8 from 3. 2-of-8.
2-of-8, okay. That was the game we shouldn't have lost. But that wasn't a coaching loss. That was just the players lost the game. And this team moving forward is going to be just fine. So I think everybody just needs to chill a little bit, especially giving Brett Brown a lot of heat.
Well, I think most people have basically chilled. They're expecting them to get to the Eastern Conference Finals after the latest move with the Clippers and the other two individually, adding Ennis and Jonathan Simmons. But you know that things aren't going to stop when we're pointing out certain particulars of the game and the team overall. We're going to pick at things, especially when you just lose to the Boston Celtics on Tuesday night.
Well, sure, absolutely. But everyone just keep in mind, again, that wasn't a coaching loss. The players lost that game. They should have won. So moving on from the Sixers, I just want to say, since it's Valentine's Day, and Joe Torti, I've spoken with you a lot about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. I think you want to hang up the phone a lot of times. So on this day, I think everyone needs to call in and say something nice about Carson Wentz on Valentine's Day after the past 2 years that he had to go through. That's how I feel, number one. And number two, when Nick Foles leaves this team, the newspaper headline is going to say, Big Apple Nick, because he's going to the Giants.
He's going to the Giants. Boy. Wow, how about
Watch out, Joey.
Thank you.
I've said it before. Like, we're trying to talk ourselves into Jacksonville so hard in this town. And once it's not Jacksonville, you're really running out of places to go.
And people forget that the money that is committed to the quarterback down there.
Yeah.
Quarters too, right?
Yeah. So. I think people say nice things about Carson Wentz.
I do, too. I think so. You know, the last 2 years, he got hurt, and that people took shots at him.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Unfair.
He can't play.
Yeah.
You know, his hand size is too small, whatever it is. Yeah, he can't
too
play.
Type A.
Yeah, but I think he gets love.
I want to ask you about something that Joey said.
Mm-hmm.
Without asking whether you think that loss was a Brett Brown loss or not a Brett Brown loss, Joey was reading my mind, actually, because I found myself thinking that Brett Brown's probably never been under higher pressure than he is right at this exact
moment. Without question.
Because he's had every single possible excuse of literally not having NBA caliber players. And this is the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, Devon, this is the first time that the Sixers don't have a single fringe NBA player on the roster, right? I think the entire thing is
they are all NBA players.
NBA players,
yes,
yeah. Not like half G League, half.
You mean guys who see the floor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, right.
I mean, they were playing some G League guys before. So when you look at Brett Brown, this is when you're going to be judged the harshest. This is where the rubber meets the road.
And you know, here was the funny part. When he would get judged before all the moves that were made, even Jimmy Butler's move, since Jimmy Butler's move and now the latest trades, the latest acquisitions, people would complain about his coaching and what he's doing, what he's not doing. And I know I would always counter with this. What about the fact that he was the general manager in the offseason?
Could have made it exactly the way that he wanted.
Team.
Yep. That's
right. Before this happened, built that team. So if you question Zaire Smith, you question the fact that you didn't do anything else really guard wise, where you have Markelle Fultz starting in the starting lineup now, without earning that spot, that was Brett Brown. Those were the criticisms to be had. Did you build enough in the offseason while you were star hunting? Doesn't mean because you want to star hunt, you're going to get that star.
Right.
But you still have to build the team the right way. I thought Muscala and Chandler were nice moves. They just weren't huge. But if you're going to complain about his coaching in season, then you might want to take it back to what he brought in, because now you're talking about his substitutions, his rotations.
Sure.
Well, he brought them in. If you don't like the rotations, Muscala and Chandler are in that rotation. And Markelle Fultz is also in that rotation.
Well, we talked about that being trouble when it happened. When the announcement was made that Brett Brown's going to head up.
Yeah.
You know, Devon and I were both like, watch out for this.
And I was biased, but I took the biasness out of it.
Right.
Right? And I was like, wait a minute. No, he wants that job.
He didn't give it up that quickly, did he?
He got it, and it's worked out.
It's worked out big time.
It has worked out
big time. It's been a complete roster overhaul, though. Like, if you're Brett Brown, you're almost like, hey, thanks for all of the new toys to play with. But what happened to all my work?
Yeah.
What happened to everything I put together? Yeah. Don't forget the 2021 pick, which ended up being the key to all of this.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yeah, thank you, Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, it's big.
Not about that. Tom in West Philly joins us next on The Fanatic. What's up, Tom?
Nothing. Listening to your nice show and your pleasant voice.
Thanks, Tom.
I have this idea for a set I think the Sixers could run that would solve a problem and be pretty effective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of a Butler-Simmons pick and roll with Simmons playing a Clint Capela role and just rolling to the basket. And then let Embiid do a little bit of the Brook Lopez, put him over on the side along the three-point line. Do two things. One, take some stress off Embiid. He's a great three-point shooter from there like Lopez. And I don't know, I think Ben Simmons has had a great pick. And who could... who could stop Ben Simmons if he's rolling to the basket? And I think it would play havoc with other teams, give a rest from where Simmons isn't shooting, and give Embiid some rest, because you know he comes up against the 75 number of fatigue going to cause bad results in the NBA. So
yeah, and we've seen that pick and roll work from time to time with Simmons and Butler, and it has led to layups or dunks for Ben Simmons.
How do you beat him? Then you leave Simmons in a position where, if you're going to leave a little guy with him, that's trouble. It's automatic. If you put a big guy there, who's going to be able to run with Ben Simmons down the front of the rim on the other end for the defensive set? So it's a simple thought, and I guess you guys have thought of it. And also, when I watch Embiid, it's worrisome, because I would say about that you see Gasol run up the floor sometimes. He looks like a giraffe with cement boots.
Mark Gasol?
Powell. And I think
Powell
the same thing happens to Joel. And if he put on the size of some Brook Lopez threes, good God, it leaves Simmons so much roll room. How are you going to stop him?
Well, Tom, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. That's what people have been complaining about, you know, is Embiid being away from the basket. And we've been trying to explain that you make room for Simmons. You don't want to have 2 7-footers down there. But here's the thing. I think it's a little bit of a misnomer to call Joel Embiid a great 3-point shooter.
I
don't even know if you call him a good 3-point.
He's like 30% from three.
He was all right. He was pretty good in incredibly small sample sizes. But the more that he has shot threes, the
29.5.
Yeah, the worse he's gotten at threes. I don't know if he's a stretch five.
No, he's a great threat.
Sure.
Because of a 7'2 center who dominates on the block and can kill you mid-range as well. He's a great threat. That is an option in his overall weaponry as an offensive player.
Well, just because it's a button on the controller doesn't mean you push it.
Right.
Just because it exists.
Yeah, sometimes you do it. If Boban is playing against you, sure, I'm going to pull him away from the basket.
Right.
And I can use that as a threat of a ball fake. Take the shot itself.
Draw a foul.
Open really things up for everybody else because I'm pulling him away from the basket. So, yeah, it's a good option to have. But he's not a great 3-point shooter. No, not close.
I think it's interesting that Tom brought up the pick and roll, too, because that's just where the modern NBA is. And the Sixers just refuse. The Sixers do the pick and roll offense less than just about anybody in the NBA.
Yeah, it's dribble handoffs. And
pace and space.
Pace and space and give it to Embiid on a block. Give it to Simmons down there in dunker's position. When you should run pick and roll, specifically with Simmons, Butler, and Harris as your ball handlers.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought about Harris coming from the Clippers, like a team that pretty much does a pick and roll literally every single possession.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's he going to think when he gets here? He's like, yeah, I'm excited about Philadelphia. What are we doing on offense now?
Catch and shoot, my man. That's what you do. 610-632-0975. I do want to ask you, too, probably after in our next segment, about someone who's not showing the Philadelphia 76ers some love.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll ask you about that. But let's go to Austin and Villanova next on the Fanatic. Hey, Austin, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Devon? What's going on, Joe?
Hey, feeling?
Austin.
So, first off, let me say that for mine, I'm thankful for Barbara Bottini. If it weren't for her...
Second vote for her, too, by the way.
If it weren't for her and Twitter, there's no way Elton Brand would be in the GM role, and there's no way we would have Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris. I don't think capable of making that ballsy. But, anyway, you know, I left that Boston game the other night more concerned than confident, because the Celtics are better without Kyrie because he plays no defense and he slows down the ball movement and what have you. But there, in my mind, that was a game where you had to be incredibly high energy, you had to be ready to go, and they came out as flat as they possibly could have.
Yep.
And I felt like I didn't learn anything from them that night. And Tobias Harris was 0 of 6 from 3, and B continues to have Al Horford continues to have real estate in Embiid's head. And now I need to see them come out and really execute against the Thunder, against the Warriors again, against Houston and in Houston. And I need to see them beat some of these plus 500 teams, because it would be a disaster and a disgrace if they go down in the same fashion that they went down last season.
Well, listen, Austin, leaving that game, first of all, thanks for the call. And Joe, I see how you feel about this. My thoughts in that game were this. Yes, they got off to the awful start in the game. overall turned out to be what it was. Great drama at the end. Boston should have blown out the 76ers. And the 76ers should have blown out the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
That's how that game was.
Yeah.
It should have gone either way. It did not. It came down to crunch time to give us, again, the theater that it was. That's what that game was. So I do feel okay about the Sixers against the Boston Celtics. I don't love it because, again, they lost to them. So that just adds on to the fact that it's in their head still.
Sure.
Even though they played how bad they played, came back, had an opportunity, missed free throws, bad decision making, youthfulness, again, getting in the way at times. Same issues, but no Kyrie Irving. And you were in it, and maybe that's a better team without Kyrie Irving. A lot of people say, even Boston fans say the same thing. But it's just, it's really going to be about the postseason when we really figure out what it's all about.
I think that you could not win a game against the Celtics all year and still feel like you have a reasonable chance to win in a playoff
decent
series.
Chance. Yeah.
As opposed to...
But I need game one and two in Philadelphia.
Okay. Yeah, you need to be the higher...
I prefer it to be in Philadelphia.
But I think that when you looked at it last year, like if we were honest with ourselves, be like, man, every one of these games might be close. Don't feel great about this series. Just like looking at the way the matchups went. Matchup-wise, I don't think the Celtics are nearly the nightmare that they were for the Sixers a season ago.
Really? Is that because, again, of the additions that they made?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, we talked about this. You know,
the physical nature, Mike Scott, and being able to throw those wings out there.
No offense to Robert Covington. Like, you got Robert Covington going against Jason Tatum. Like, that's a death matchup.
I don't love him. Like him a lot.
I like him,
most
too.
People. He got subbed and taken out of the starting lineup for T.J. McConnell. Number one, because Ben wasn't performing well enough.
Right.
But also because Robert Covington... He only had one. He had 28 in that game that he played well. And other than that, he was done.
Dead series. Yeah.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. That is Joe Torti. I'm Devon Givens. Tyler Zulli behind the glass. 610-632-0975. We're showing love on Valentine's Day to other Sixers personnel not named Simmons, Embiid, and Brand because they are the obvious choices to get the love on Valentine's Day for the 37-21 Sixers first half after 58 games. Who else deserves love on this basketball team for the record with where they are? And do you have a problem with us showing love to a fifth seed? I don't. I think we have to. That means the other four teams are good too. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, right here on The Fanatic. Becky, we got you first when we get back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking.
By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos, the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Basement alarm here. All safe. Kitchen, how you doing?
Kitchen alarm reporting. Good here. Upstairs hallway?
All quiet up here. No need to be alarmed.
Real nice.
With new intelligent wire-free alarms from Kidde, your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms communicate without wires or Wi-Fi. So if there's an alert in any area of your home, all alarms sound, and you can get to safety faster. Get yours today at Walmart.
You know those little white lies you tell yourself? Clogged pores? Not me. Oily skin? On this face? Blackheads? Nothing a little concealer can't hide. Truth is, your pores don't lie. And blackheads can only hide for so long. Introducing Biore Ultra Deep Cleansing Pore Strips with Lachaisal. Get rid of blackheads and unclogged pores in just 10 minutes. Clogged pores can't hide from my Biore Pore Strips. Biore, for your pores.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hey, sis, what you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Every test drive at Spirit Dodge this Saturday gets a family four-pack to see the Harlem Globetrotters on March 3rd at the Wells Fargo Center while supplies last. Tickets on sale at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
Sports Talk for Morton and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens here until 10 o'clock together. Tyler Zulli behind the glass. Joe will carry you until midnight with a lot of great topics on deck. But before we get to Becky, I wanted to throw this at you. I said not showing love. The theme is to show love to the 76ers for their 37-21 start. Well, not start, but after 58 games going into the break. One guy who's not showing love, who will get no votes for being shown any love for the 37-21 start. Markelle Fultz, now of the Orlando Magic, showing zero love to the 76ers, basically taking a shot, Joe, at the coaching staff, saying that, oh yeah, I'm excited to work for the coaching staff and help them get me better instead of challenging me, instead of telling me what I want to hear.
I mean, first of all, I want to know where all the people are that are saying that Markelle Fultz has done so wrong in Philly. Isn't like the coach and everybody coming out in public and being pretty much telling you, I don't know what's wrong with him. He says he's not right. I say he's right. I don't know what it is.
After telling you for a while that, hey, we're behind him and all this stuff, right? Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, they treat him with kid gloves at first, but by the end, Brett Brown's like, you in the back? your guess is as good as mine. Like, that's, like, literally, that's what it came down to. How much more...
Zaire.
That's what I'm saying. How much more pressure could you put on a guy without being like, yo, Tin Man, I don't think you're hurt. Get out. Like, that's never going to happen. Like, I don't know what Markelle Fultz wanted out of this. I truly don't. I don't get it.
That one just confuses me big time. I know for a long time I supported him and we all wanted to see him do well.
I still want to see him do well.
Yeah, I want him to as well, but you can't do that.
That's such a bad look, bro.
What are you getting out of that? That I don't know what you're getting out of it.
Here's the thing.
What's the positive in this?
We would have completely understood. If you wanted to be honest with the media, because I'm sure, without context, I'd assume the question's like, you know, what are your thoughts about playing in Orlando?
Yeah.
Like, what's your...
Coach Clifford.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
You know what? Sometimes things just don't work, and it wasn't anything in particular in Philadelphia, but sometimes a change of scenery can be best for everybody, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Boom! Next question.
Thank you to everybody in Philadelphia, the coaching staff. Great. Brett Brown was very good, too. Even if he's lying, just...
I'm sorry we couldn't make it work out. I wish we could have made it work. Boom. You're on to the next question.
Why are you taking shots?
It's this. Man, that's going to be so good. That's like taking out your new one and just being like, oh, yeah, it's so nice to have someone who doesn't want me to do the dishes all the time or pick up my clothes on the ground. I mean, it's just great. It's like, is that necessary?
Oh, man.
You're on to the next already.
I was really surprised that he went that direction. It really was.
Me too.
I really was. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Becky in Allentown. She has a great name, Joe, for the Showing Love.
Okay.
Let's go to Becky next in Allentown. Hey, Beck.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Doing great. Becky.
I'm calling to show some love. I know it was only 10 games, but I'm showing some love to Corey Brewer. He was super entertaining. I'm a new basketball fan.
Two 10-day contracts.
Player.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, that's what it looks like, Becky. When someone's literally fighting for their career, fighting for their life, you're going to see some effort.
Oh,
you're
no
going to see some energy.
Him guarding James Harden, I still look up the video online if I'm having a bad day. Like, I'm just going to watch the video again. It cracks me up every time.
No, he did. He served his role great. Yeah, a couple times he had those 10-day contract type player looks where he didn't look great. But for the most part, Becky and Joe, he did his job for those 20 days that he was here as a member of the 76ers. So much so that a lot of people, and I'm sure Becky, you were one of them, wanted him to come back for the remainder of the year.
I definitely did. I knew they were doing something big when he didn't come back. So we'll see how this all plays out.
Well, listen, Grace, how do you feel now with the team as is going into the second part of the season?
I don't even want to talk about it after the Celtics game. They ruined my Christmas. They ruined my Valentine's Day. I'll get back to them after the All-Star break.
Fair enough.
All right, that's fair
enough. Thanks. Hopefully we see them in the playoffs and knock them off, and then we'll hear from you certainly for that
Exactly.
You got it. All right, happy Valentine's Day, Beck. Thanks so much.
Thank you, you too.
Really appreciate it.
Got to slay the dragon, man.
Got to.
People were like, oh, we need to focus on what we've got going on here. We can't. Like, the Celtics live so rent-free in our heads here in this city until that dragon goes down.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because to the point of this, and Tyler and I came up with this topic, I sent this out to my cousins yesterday, a couple of my close friends, and I'm looking at the photo right now as we speak, because the photo was from Bleacher Report, where they had all five starters, right? Including Tobias Harris in the center. Favorites in the East? Question mark? Then I go to the next part where it has, first of all, I don't know why he's replying. Christian Wood, who's part of the Bucks, says,
oh, yeah,
we still in the East. Be quiet. Be quiet.
You're not part of we, bro.
Yes. So, exactly.
I'm sorry. You're not we.
You're not. Come on, stop. And he had like 250 replies. I'm sure plenty of them were like, dude, have a seat. Keep that bench warm.
You're like, I saw you at the Bob in Newark.
Right.
You balled out.
Exactly. Yeah. The one who stood out, though, was Foe, which is FOE, family over everything, star 13. That would be one Marcus Morris from the Boston Celtics. His response, really good. Great pickup. Not enough.
Off the top rope.
Right. Hey. To your point, renting free in the heads of the 76ers. Right there. One of the guys who's in the heads of your star player, Ben Simmons. Right there. Great pickup. I'm giving you credit. I like Tobias Harris. I like that team. Not enough.
It's like playing the Wallace and Billups and Hamilton Pistons and the Prince Pistons, where like literally that team was so good that they took off like half of the season and whenever the game started mattering, then just turned it up. That was.
Oh, by the way, Lindsay. Go get him.
Exactly. That's what this team has become. It's like, all right, yeah, we got Kyrie banged up and Gordon Hayward's trying to figure out how to play with like a shattered leg rebuilt and everything like that. Not going to be enough, though, when the chips are down on the table. And we can't be like, yo, Marcus, you don't know what you're talking about because we haven't proved anything.
Yep.
It's so brutal.
Can I ask you this before we go to Mike? Because I know Mike has a big point he wants to talk about with Brett Brown. My question off of similar to what Marcus Morris said was... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yesterday, I asked the question of Sixers, I expect to be in the Eastern Conference semis again. Four teams. They're one of the four. Celtics, Bucks, Raptors. Unfortunately, I think the Pacers will fall off at some point. I do.
Tragic.
Yes. So, of those three teams, Joe, who's the one you least want to play in that second round? You're going to have to play someone, but... Who's the one that you feel the most confident and the one you least want to see until you get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I want to delay seeing Milwaukee as long as I possibly can.
Everyone yesterday, Joe, was saying, no, I'll take Milwaukee in the second round. Right, Ty? I'll take Milwaukee in the second round.
I think that's foolish.
Okay.
I think that's inviting death.
Please share.
The truth of the matter is, I think Milwaukee... in terms of an apples-to-apples comparison to everybody else in the East and everybody else that they'd have to play, might be the most talented team and might have made the best moves leading up to the trade deadline. I mean, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking about Giannis. And every time I think of Giannis, you know what I think of? Grown-up Monstars Ben Simmons. Like, that's what I think of. Yeah. I'm like, every advantage that we think... like, Embiid's a beast, don't get me wrong. Every advantage that you think that the Sixers have over every other team... the Bucks have something just like that for everybody.
You say that, right?
I do.
And I get a text from my man CJ says, the Bucks are the best matchup.
What?
So tell CJ, he's listening, tell him why. No.
Look, here's the thing. CJ might know better than me, but when I watch that team, and I watch their pickups, that's the other thing. I thought that they were pretty damn good to begin with. And then when you look at the moves that they made, and I know that they made a pickup that you had your eyes on.
Miritich.
With some Miritich action, yo.
Ooh, man.
That might have been the one thing that the team was missing, right?
Like the shooting.
The stretch four shooting. Like, I don't know. I just look at Toronto, and believe it or not, I'm not overwhelmed by that team outside of Kawhi. I think that if you try to make Kawhi beat you and let nobody else beat you, you can beat Toronto. I've laid out the reasons why I don't fear Boston as much as I did before.
Rent free.
They are rent free, but I think that's there's a motivation underdog factor that could go into that. But Milwaukee, I just hate it. I hate everything about that matchup.
Yeah, no question.
But what do you
it.
Think?
I had said that I thought that Milwaukee is tough, certainly because of everything that they have, and the one that goes untalked about is Budenholzer. Right? Not talked about is Budenholzer. Boston,
underrated
of course,
coach.
We know. Yes, he is. And then with the, who do we have left?
Boston, Toronto.
Kawhi Leonard just takes Ben Simmons out of it.
That's it. But you might have enough to survive. Like, we've seen Ben Simmons go quiet before, and now that you've made these moves, you might have enough to survive if Ben Simmons gets 10-6-6. Like
yeah, because of the moves that you've now made. Right. Okay, that's fair. And you've only seen one game against those three teams that we're talking about. How about that? Mike in South Philly is next. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Yo, man, I love the show, man. Yeah, I want to talk about Brett Brown and the Celtics series, man. Yo, that guy, he has to go, you know? He cannot beat Celtics. He always get out-coached by Brad Stevens. And another problem he has, he does not prepare like with his player. Embiid, Ben Simmons, they don't even care about the game. You know, Embiid just say he was sleepwalking three quarters. He only played fourth quarter. And you know, Ben Simmons, after the game, he tweets, LSU, big win. Like, he's happy. You know what I mean? Like, the player themselves, they're not even buy into the game. If you look at Celtics, it's totally different. You talk about Marcus Morris. You talk about Tatum. They're all, like, into the game. So this is the problem with the coach. That's why I'm saying, like, Sixers has to fire the guy, man, because he doesn't know what he's doing. And today, if you are listening to Markel Fultz, what he's saying...
I'm not taking anything that he says really to heart. The only problem here, Mike, is it's tough to fire a coach that has 37 wins at the All-Star break. Took you to 57-52 last season, Mike. And you know, despite the fact that he got out-coached in the second round, he beat a very good coach in Eric Spoelstra in the first round, and sure. Ben Simmons was the best player on the floor, no Joel Embiid, right? So you can't fire him now. And now, Mike, if he gets to, thank you for the call, if he doesn't get out of the second round this year and it looks bad, he's going to be the one that we're pointing the finger at, and that's where we're possibly talking about, are they going to make a change? 610-632-0975. Brian, Will, George, hang tight. We got you on the other side. Quick break. Come back. Final segment with Joe and I together here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Want a better truck? Get to Fred Bean's Ford. They sell more trucks because they have more trucks. Over 1,500 new Fords. Save over $11,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 F-150 at Fred Bean's Ford, the largest Ford dealer in the tri-state area. In Boyertown, Langhorne, Doylestown, West Chester, Mechanicsburg, and Newtown. FredBeansFord.com. Based on 2018 Ford truck sales. Stock number F8236SL. MSRP 43695. Includes $3,000 dealer discount, $500 college credit rebate, and $79.97 in conditional rebates. Must qualify. Ends 2/28/19.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to
Fans Workshop. Text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Fans Money for Deals Guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Leif Erickson with the Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Trane.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Fresh snow midweek and a nice cool dry day today makes an ideal time to get some runs in before the big holiday weekend. Even with a bit of wet weather tomorrow, weekend looking good for cold temps at night for grooming and snowmaking. Bear Creek 23 runs and 8 tubing chutes with Ski Big Bear 18 runs day and night. Windham in the Catskills got 6 inches of midweek snow for over 40 runs. Gormouth in 10 inches to refill their glades with 80 trails. Whiteface 68 powdery runs. Stratton, Vermont with 78 trails after half a foot of snow.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson with the 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
All this week, Mike Missanelli will be doing his annual Valentine's Day Love Sex Music Medley. Daily winners will receive a gold-dipped rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. The grand prize winner will receive a physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block. Visit them at LandisBC.com and an Angel's Heart Diamond Necklace. See it exclusively at IHateStevenSinger.com with free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price. Go to 975thefanatic.com to get more info. Watch Farzetta and Trey on Twitch. Follow 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitch.tv for Farzetta and Trey's post-show showcast. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. 947, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens. The breaks are always fun. Let's get some toast. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli behind the glass. What's going on, y'all? Final segment for us. Joe, as always, it's fun, man.
It's too fast.
Goes quick.
Too fast.
Goes quick, no
Makes
doubt
Makes you wonder
about
what
it.
A three-hour show would be like.
Yeah, we had a little test of that.
4.5-hour show.
And we had a blast.
We did.
As a matter of fact, you say that,
I
right?
do.
I get a text earlier from our former intern, great guy, Rich.
Uh-huh.
Text me while he's at work and says, yeah, they got food for us today. Guess what they gave us?
Toast.
Grilled cheese and PB&J.
Oh,
guess
okay.
which one I'm not going with. So 2 weeks ago, we're talking about this and we're still getting hit up about
See?
That. So I guess we had a decent show that night.
I guess so. People are still talking about it.
Still talking about it. It's fun times. Fun times. 610-632-0975. Still not eating eggs. I don't care.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. Brian in the Northeast is next on the Fanatic. B, what's going on?
What's going on? Good show, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
But, I mean, I don't know why you're wishing Markelle Fultz well. Like,
you just don't want to see him hurt or anything. You don't want
I don't, him. No, I don't want him hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not an NBA player. I don't want to be an NBA player anywhere else. We wasted a number one draft pick and traded another one for him. I don't wish him well at all. I mean, he proved that he can't play. I mean, he's the worst number one pick in any sport ever.
Wow. He's close.
No, he's not playing. He doesn't play. You got Greg Oden got hurt.
Yeah.
This kid.
No, I was going to go Anthony Bennett.
Yeah.
I say he's worse. I mean, this kid hasn't played a minute.
Yeah, Anthony Bennett played. He just wasn't good.
Right. This kid's not even playing. He can't get on the court. It's at least Ryan Leaf was doing drugs. Like, you know what I mean? Greg Oden got hurt. This kid's just out of his mind. And they drafted him and traded. He's the worst number one.
So Brian, you're saying that you don't buy thoracic outlet syndrome as a thing?
No, it's a thing. I'm a physical therapist. I know it's a thing, and I know he doesn't have it. Put it that way. Well, I work with thoracic outlet.
What, really? Why do you say he doesn't have it? Help us out. Educate us.
He has any of the symptoms. He has none of the symptoms. None. I mean, none at all.
Hmm.
And there's no way he has thoracic outlet syndrome.
That's interesting. Yeah. Right. That's the first I've heard of that from somebody in the field.
So when you first heard that, you were like, get out of here.
There's no way. There's no way. He does not have thoracic outlet syndrome. There's no chance. 0% chance he has thoracic outlet syndrome.
Okay.
They're just saying it. They're just covering this kid is, and I'm mad at Legs for saying he was good. Like, I was listening to Legs and I was all pumped up.
Oh, yeah. When Legs said he had him in Under Armour camp and all that stuff and he's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing great. I'm mad at Legs. I want something from Legs. Somebody else.
You want him to tell you the Sixers are going to the NBA Finals. That'll do it for you.
Yeah, that'll straighten out. But I don't wish Markelle Fultz ill. Like, listen, he's made a good chunk of change, right? More than anybody coming out of college will ever probably make with any job. He's got his money. He ripped us off. Like, I don't want him. If he's good in the NBA, I'll lose my mind. I'll buy tickets and go down and boo him. Every chance I get.
Wow. All right, D. Thanks for the call, man. Well, he's a physical therapist. I guess he's saying, listen, I mean, we can't tell him he's wrong because we don't work in that field and we don't work with Brian. He has seen TOS and he's saying, no, I don't see it.
I mean, like with Markelle Fultz, I guess for a lot of people, the problem is like the investment. We were sold the bill of goods or whatever.
The number one pick, Jason Tatum, and the Sacramento pick.
But this isn't...
Well, same thing.
This isn't the 70s. Like, you're not hearing that this guy's going to be the next great big thing through, like, tall tales and oral history and stuff like that. Like, Markelle Fultz didn't suck at basketball at the University of Washington. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not everybody, like, got talked into this. He was really good. Mm-hmm. He was the top pick, consensus top pick. I know that you were a Dennis Smith Jr. guy. Probably not number one, fair enough.
No, not at all. Even at three, I realized that it was like, I go Jason Tatum.
Right.
But I understand if you go Dennis Smith at three.
Sure,
and
exactly.
He looks bad in New York. You can't be in New York. His body language is bad. Go ahead.
Well, everybody says. But when you've got Markelle Fultz, that's the mystery of it. That's the problem of it. It's not like this guy, you know, that story of that soccer player, this legendary soccer player that has all these mysterious injuries. It's an amazing story. There's this guy who's never been a professional soccer player in his entire life, but he continues to get these jobs over and over again because he says he's this legendary player and keeps getting hamstring injuries or whatever in training camp. It's not that. It's Markelle Fultz all of a sudden, whether he has the injury or doesn't have the injury, as Brian said, or whatever, that's what makes the whole thing so frustrating.
And it's funny because as you say that, and I got into a nice little back and forth with my man Amir Young on Twitter, and Amir was like, it's not like he asked to be hurt. He's hurt.
Right. Wouldn't it be easier for him if he were the same as he was at Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to take a dive.
No. And you know why? Because, albeit the number one overall pick, but you were the third option on this team. Where it's like, yo, your transition should be easy because of Simmons and Embiid taking up the one and two spots in terms of the attention that they're going to get.
Exactly. It's a good spot for you.
Bro, it's a great spot. Great spot. And he takes shots at Philadelphia on the way out. Will in Brookhaven has a point on Markelle as well. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to make two quick points. And, the one point about Markelle, man, I'm like frustrated because TOS, I mean, I don't know what the heck it is, but just frustrated. Like he was here and it was just wasted. And these guys think that one day it will ever come out how he got the injury. Because it seemed like we focus on the injury, but we don't focus on how it happened. To me, honestly, I don't really know, but I think as far as him working out, lifting weights, I think it could have happened that way, but I don't know. I'm just thinking like, will it ever come out how it happened?
That's the reporting and all that stuff. Will, people have tried, and you've heard different things that his trainer had him laying on his back shooting. He fell off of a ATV because he likes four wheelers. All kinds of stuff, but we've never had anything definitive stick.
And Will, I tried to track it down too. Somebody who said they had first and secondhand knowledge of like either the motorcycle or ATV accident. I said, cool, I'm going to call you. It's going to be off the record. It's not going to be on the show. And he said he wouldn't call me unless it was on the show. So I don't buy that at all.
It seemed like it's been covered up for so long. Like, will it ever come out what the true, how the true injury started?
Yeah, it's a mystery,
it's
man.
A great question. Thanks, that Will. I don't think we'll ever really find. No, I'm not even going to say that. I'm gonna say because people have
finding stuff.
We found Twitter accounts from the wife of the general manager that none of us knew about that.
Right, exactly.
So maybe this will eventually come out, but it is a shame that his career has taken this turn. It's a shame because the Sixers did invest a lot to get him.
Sure,
you do. If they did like Jason Tatum, they missed out on Jason Tatum. I'll tell you this on the way out. I know one guy who's still in the front office who might be in charge of the 76ers. Wanted. That guy from Duke. And by the way,
did
before you
there?
Say...
Did he go to Duke?
before you say, well, Devon, we know who you're talking about because you guys do have a relationship. He pointed out how it would be nepotism if he put you on the G League team.
Oof.
Well, guess what? It wasn't him who told me that.
Oh, no.
All right.
All right.
I'm just saying. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, the love is in the air.
The love is in the air. We were talking love, and then it turned into Markell not showing love. Tyler Zulli, great job as always, man. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. All the callers, all the tweets. I didn't even get to the tweets, so I'll do that over the next couple of days because I am off. I'm not back until Monday, I think.
Nice.
I'm back on Monday. I'm off tomorrow. Joe, this was fun as always, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hope we get to do it again soon. I'm sorry you had to stay the extra hour, but I hope we made it worth it for you.
I'm tired, man. I'm used to being out of here by now. Have a great night, everybody. A great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week, and enjoy the weekend and the All-Star break as well. Enjoy seeing you guys in the All-Star game, because after that, it's real on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.